Him on the Nativity. The place went silent. You could hear my jointed name, heated sachets expand in arches as Cadillacs stretch towards Alney, the whole detail dripping on a lace-aged runner pearled to the edges of banked leaves. Over the top of smoke unbundled like measuring tape, the sliding hatch clicked 8 times, caught the lip of the shuttle, and dragged back, like fire picking its way through a beaded curtain. In the quiet night, you lay down on lawn. You were not with me, but your fingers stuck out through packing foam when you woke, tipping over with their soft pads. Your name jointed in the half-glow of the forecast, sprinkles a tough crunch, catches the lattice, and almost makes it to the house. Toys pivot on branches cranked up toward the stars, poised in their seasonal life, turned out by the little imposter. I begin to, am giving you, that's a first, our life to mount from here, in reverse cascade. On ledges, metal icicles attribute to the candied light. Hard as the hardware is, nothing can be used much more than these beacons already are. Some packets lay on top of the cotton set out for you to put between gum and lip. But nothing goes totally silent. Even potted water, when the animals pause, looking at our flesh, becomes clear and dark, a painted rattle at the bottom of it. Fishnets of diamonds drop out of the air, fall and melt, so it's still alive and gripped, bent on acquiring a few planetary accessories, not on the rope. The surveyed ground to a firm space, against our most destructive wishes for patience, to wait in the dark of the captivity for a long and wistful sentence. Yours is like no life I have ever lived, and now steams through the dismantled grate a poultice of ginger. What do I really need? My old seasonal question. Lives together, flexing the temper, even trees skirted. Tuck cold behind a sheaf of rubber, tuck your chest under feather, and myself sleeps in your mouth. All I have incurred, so much more I have to say before they lower their heads. All yours.